Ottawa's COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to climb while active cases also see a jump. Ottawa Public Health, OPH, reported 15 people in hospital with the virus on Sunday, up from Saturday's 14, and 8 in the ICU, up from 7. Active cases, however, saw a spike in the last 24 hours, adding 33 more cases and bringing the current total to 474. OPH reported 79 new cases on Sunday. Among the new cases are two involving the Delta variant. Ottawa's total COVID-19 case count since the pandemic started is now at 29,591. No new deaths have been reported in Ottawa, keeping the local death toll count at 595. Two new outbreaks have been declared at childcare centers and schools. Meanwhile, 17 outbreaks are ongoing. There are no new outbreaks at healthcare institutions or in the community, although 4 continue at healthcare settings and 1 continues within the community. The rate of COVID-19 infection per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days is on its way down as it now sits at 34.6, down from Saturday's 37.9. The positivity rate in the community remains at 2.7%. The Eastern Ontario Health Unit is reporting 33 new cases, up from yesterday's 30. The Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit recorded 5 new cases, up from Saturday's 3, while the Renfrew County and District Health Unit have 3 new cases, up from yesterday's 0. Public Health Ontario goes on reporting new cases under 700. On Sunday, Ontario reported 653 new cases of the virus, which is slightly up from Saturday's 640. This brings the province's total case count since the pandemic started to 583,928. 3 new deaths have been added to the provincial tally, however, this number includes deaths that have happened in the last month. As well, the reported 3 deaths happened more than a month ago and were added to the cumulative count based on data cleaning. In the last 24 hours, 639 cases have cleared. There are 125 fewer people in hospital who have tested positive with the virus, bringing the current total down to 198. 2 people with COVID left the ICU, bringing the current total down to 151, while 1 person that was in the ICU on a ventilator was also able to leave, now leaving 110 people on the breathing machine. Of those in the hospital but not in the ICU, 133 are unvaccinated, 43 are fully vaccinated and 9 are partially vaccinated. In the ICU, though, 102 are unvaccinated, 11 are partially and 7 are fully vaccinated. As reported by the Canadian press, Ontario's daily COVID-19 case counts are lower than what many experts had expected by now, and while they point to a number of factors for the relative relief, they say now is not the time to ease up on those measures. For much of the summer, the province's top doctor warned of a September surge, followed by a bleak fall and winter. That has not materialized, yet, as the daily case counts remain under 1,000 and the graph of Ontario's 7-day average roughly shows a plateau since the beginning of September. That's well under the worst-case scenario in Ontario's most recent modeling, which showed about 4,000 daily cases by now. Reality is more in line with the best-case scenario, in which cases would have steadily fallen since September 1. With files from the Canadian press.